Ian, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
As executive director of the Fenton Center for Creative Arts in Hamilton, you must live a busy life. The center provides a remarkable variety of opportunities to both observe and take part in the arts. Let's start with the classes and the workshops that you offer. What goes on in them and who can take part?
Well, you're absolutely right. We have a lot going on at the Fenton Center and, in fact, right around Hamilton. At the core of what we do at the Fenton Center is our education department. We run classes at the Fenton Center 6 days a week. We have ceramics. We have painting. We have a creation station where kids can just come and play and create art. We have classes for all ages and all experiences. So from 3 years old to 30 years old to 90 years old, we invite everybody to come into the Fenton Center and give something a try, to learn, to create, and for some people just to have some quiet time to themselves, to create a piece of art or to meet new friends.
Well, you also have a continuing schedule of art exhibitions. What's on now and what's coming up?
Well, we run 4 major exhibitions every year, plus we are in our 4 of our professional galleries, and we also have our community gallery as well. So right now, going into our community gallery is a fantastic exhibition by artists from Miami University in Hamilton. We're excited about that, and they're going to be opening up with our new exhibition, Hamilton Current, which is the Greater Hamilton Art Exhibition. It's a fantastic way for the local community to get involved. In fact, we do that up to 60 miles in a radius around Hamilton. So we get up to Dayton, down here to Cincinnati. Lots to be involved, and we invite people. And you can go online right now and submit an entry at fittencenter.org. We'd love to see your work.
So generally speaking, the artists you represent are local or regional?
We do local, regional, national, and now international. Being a regional center, it's part of what we do, part of our mission to promote local artists, to encourage local artists, and give them an opportunity to show in a professional setting. So we try to give that a good mix, but also bring in new ideas and new work from around the country. We have a fantastic exhibitions team led by Kat Mayhew, who bring in works and artists from all around the country, and we find a way to combine those, encourage those who are living and working in the Hamilton or the greater Cincinnati area. We welcome all inquiries. We welcome people to come and just drop by, see the galleries, talk to the staff, find out what we're about, what we're showing. We're open every day and our galleries are always free.
How far ahead do you plan?
Right now, we're just about to start putting our 2017-2018 schedule to paper. So we've been planning all of that since late last year. So a good year, year and a half, we like to see our planning start. We're looking at our 25th anniversary season, which would be another 18 months away. So we really like to be planned both in our performances, our events, and our exhibitions to get the highest quality and the highest standards we can.
You mentioned an activity that you call the Creation Station. What goes on there, and is this a family-oriented function?
It is. It's geared towards children, of course, but we always invite families to be a part of the art making. It's lots of fun. The big thing there is there will be crayons and drawing items and scissors and glue and stick-ons and little bits of tacky to put something together. But every time we change the exhibitions in the gallery, we change the creation station. We give the kids a focus that they create something that's inspired by the art around them, or they can make what they like. We also have a fantastic drawing board right there. We've put a big wall with blackboard paint. We supply colored chalk, and you can create whatever you like, and we change that out every couple of days. And it's fantastic to see what these kids and parents come up with. Particularly when we're doing shows and events, the kids can come in. Or anytime anybody's in the building, so if brother or sister is taking a class, somebody can come in and play at the creation station completely free of charge and stay for as long as they like.
Well, the Fenton Center will also have summer camp coming up. For what age group?
We have our Art Around Town camps. It was one of our premier camps because we love it so much, with the Fenton Center, Pyramid Hill, and the YMCA. And you can do that from ages 7. But we do that. We have age groups from 7 to 12 and from 12 to 18. And we also have some junior half-day camps as well for some of the younger kids. And it gives them a fantastic opportunity on a day or a half-day camp to be creating pictures, to be making mosaics, to doing painting classes, ceramics, always very popular in the heart of our education program. But with the Art Around Town Camp, what they get with our partners is they go to the Fenton Family YMCA there in West Hamilton. And then they come over to us and they make some art. Then they go back up to Pyramid Hill. They can run around with the YMCA, make some more art, make a mess, and then we put them back on the bus and back to the Fit and Why. It's a great way of engaging them in different activities and different spaces throughout the day. It's been incredibly popular and now going into its third year.
Well, I'd also like to know more about the center's theater, which I understand has recently been refurbished.
That's correct. We used to be a 180-seat theater with retractable seats. Now we're a fully seated theater of 239 seats, and we do performances throughout the year. We have three main performance series. One is our Fit and Showstoppers. We have our Fit and Family Fridays, as the name would suggest. On a Friday night, we have shows for kids and the whole family. We have our Fit and Playhouse, and also our Jazz and Cabaret series. And the Jazz and Cabaret happens up in our ballroom up on the third floor. So there's a diverse array of music, theater, comedy, live theater, dance that we provide. And it's a great opportunity for everybody to come along to be able to see affordable, quality, professional theater right in downtown Hamilton.
You have a series of luncheon events that are called Celebrating Self. What's the thinking behind this, and who can attend, and what's coming up?
Well, like everything at the Fitton Center, we encourage everybody to attend, but it is during the middle of the day. So for some people, and we don't realize that's a challenge trying to get away at work. I know I find it a challenge some days to get away just for lunch, let alone for an event. But we open that to the entire public, and we have fantastic speakers. We do a fully catered lunch. We have live local musicians play during lunch. And then the speaker gets up for about half an hour, 40 minutes, and then a great Q&A session afterwards. And coming up, we have Dr. Carolyn Maslumi. Carolyn is an incredible tour de force of intellect and wit and creativity. She has traveled the world. She's met with presidents and kings and is a fantastic insight to art and activism throughout the area. She'll be a fantastic send-off for the series. We'll start up again in September, but this year we've seen fantastic speakers, including three-star generals, Cincinnati Reds, local law enforcement. We try to mix it up so people can get engaged in what they're hearing about, take a little something away with them, and find a way to connect with different parts of the area and different parts of the community.
Well, you'll also have a local boy made good who's speaking in May. Tell us about Joe Sackenheim, his connection to Hamilton, and his accomplished career.
Well, Joe's coming back to finish off our entire series for this year. In fact, the entire season finishes in May with Joe Sackenheim live on stage as a part of our Jazz and Cabaret series. Joe has traveled the world performing on stages, on ships, on theaters, throughout the world. He is an incredible ball of energy. Grew up in Hamilton, went to Baden High School, taught at Hamilton High School, and then in his mid-20s took himself off to Hollywood and has been working ever since. He's returned recently to Hamilton, which is fantastic. And it's a great way for us to showcase the talent that is in Hamilton and that has returned. And we've seen that throughout this season and into next year as well. We're trying to find ways to encourage artists who have grown up in Hamilton and to return to share their talents. And that's been incredibly well received. We're really enjoying that, and we can't wait for Joe. It's going to be a fantastic event. He's bringing an 8-piece band with him. And this is not me trying to sell tickets, because we're sold out. We were sold out a couple of weeks ago, and we're really excited about that and for Joe.
When was the Fitton Center established, and what was the impetus behind it?
The impetus was the Hamilton Bicentennial, and they wanted to create something that was lasting and meaningful for the city. So this was back in 1993. The Fitton Center was built with great energy coming from local partners, local community, and the city, of course, to put that together. About 10 years later, they put an extension on and built the ballroom upstairs and extended our education facilities as well. Then most recently, through 2013, there was a capital campaign to extend the theater and renovate the building. So it's been a work in progress, quite literally, over 20 years. But we are incredibly excited to be a part of what's going on in Hamilton. There's a great resurgence happening throughout the city. We're a city of 65,000 people or thereabouts. We have our own art center. We have a 400-acre sculpture park. We have a 2,000-seat amphitheater by the river. We have the Art Space Workspace Lofts up in High Street. We have City of Sculpture. All of this in a good-sized city that's really coming back. There's a real renaissance in Hamilton. And we're happy to be part of what's going on up there right now.
Well, it's exciting to hear about all that. Thanks so much for bringing us up to date.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Ian Mackenzie Thurley, Executive Director at the Fitton Center for Creative Arts in Hamilton. For a link to more information, cwvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.